begin the current daf mesechtes by becoming daf yudgimel begin by al begin tesmas to begin the gemara eli b'drabban. If it's going like drabban and pirish book and drash explains, in other words, what the gemara's question? Eli b'drabban on the plague around the nasan that disagree with nasan, as the gemara being paired apart later in the gemara now because church dachem chaver lebar. Where if an ox pushes another ox into a pit, v'aman it says the tam regarding a tam the balar shor mishal mechza. So the owner of ox pays half, the balar by part, and the owner of the pit is exempt. So Amos, what do you see? And what's the Gemara want from this? When you cannot collect from the owner of the ox, you don't collect from the owner of the pit. Even though the damage is found over there, pshita, and therefore it's obvious that you would not be able to collect. So the Gemara is saying, pshita, you would not collect from the meat that the equivalent of that's how Rashi explains what the Gemara is saying. Now, Mashman Pekuja, something from Rashi's interpretation, so it comes out, yeah, that because the ox does all the damage, the owner of the pit didn't do anything. So when it's a sharamu, it's going to pay all the damage. But the tam can pay half the damages. And therefore, you cannot infer only from a tam and not from a mood. Because from there you see that not being mechayiv the bar on the other half. The Mechin Tish Behegel, the Kaman Pekapar, this is how Rashi explicitly says later on, and Pekapar, the Maschal Mai, the Zelchan, his words are Abrabanon, the Brabanon, must be Karazle, they go based on what was in the beginning. And Besabi, they hold the Balashar Kulezek, the owner of the ox, did all the damage. What was the initial push? Hukkah Liver Bamud, Balashar, Misham Nazik Shom, and it's the mood, the owner of the ox pays the whole damages, and Batam, Misham Chatzinazik, and Utam pays half the damages. And Palkamavs, and half is lost. That's a Rashi says. Today's question is difficult to read because Hezadayik, how is he inferring the ingoyim and b'sachem kenegedim muvayim? What we're comparing over here, according to the Rabbanon, that you cannot collect from the meat equivalent to the muvayim. And the fact is, mitlemishdal and balabar klum, as we find that since you don't collect from the owner of the pit anything but tam by the tam shemavzi palg which lose a half, says the Rebbe, yeah, because the hasam mishum shabur also has a klal. That's for, because the pit didn't cause the damage at all. It's with the shor that did it. That's why he's exempt of the shlamim. But the case that we're discussing in our gemara regarding shlamim shabbos also can make an ezek. The meat also did the damage. So then, yeah, maybe you should say give the like the shlamim mugen since you cannot pay up from the mugen. Mishtam and the bus, you should collect from the meat because our kachas vila hashda. Obviously, at this point, the gemara understood shnayim shaziku. We have two parties that are damaging. Haikul ezek oven that this one did the whole damage. Haikul ezek oven this one also did the whole damage. And to prove that is keeping the last gadai day timer, because at this point the Gemara didn't entertain yet the reason that the Tzurbi the Chashka Chassid that, well, I found my ox in your pit. And therefore that's not a Svar to be Mechayev Balabar. So what would be the Svar? Obviously, because each one did the whole damage. Because everything that each one only does half the damage. So why, according to Abnasan, would you pay by a tam? Balabar Shlesh Chalakim, the pit would pay 3/4. Dan Yisim Mash Azika, that's more than when they damage. Each one's only doing half. Obviously, each one did whole. And therefore, B'lay Tam, in Lonu Loimer, K'demuch V'apar. And without a reasoning, we shouldn't say, as is obvious in the Gemara Par. But more of a Manali, the Gemara, when does the Gemara get this idea, Del Rabban, Ner Kondra Rabban? That B'tam, that by Tam, Misham Balashar Mech, the owner of the ox pays half, or Balabar Par, the owner of the pit is exempt, the way Rashi's explaining. How do you know? Maybe Tam Balashar Mishal Mechza, that the owner of the ox pays half, yeah, Balabar Mishal Mechza, and the pit also pays half. But the Bonda, I mean, this Rabban say, Balabar Potter, that's a Rabban Mood, that's told my Mood, because the shor is paying the whole thing. So when they read the priest of the Rebbe, the Rabban and the Amri, the Rabban that they say Balashar Chayev, on the ox is liable, Balabar Potter, on the pit is exempt. Hayinu the Balashar Mishal Mechza Mood, that means to say the owner of the ox pays half by Mood, and by Tam Revia, and by Tam a quarter, Balabar Potter Lagami, and the owner of the pit is totally exempt. Because the pasuk does not make an owner pit liable. Ela hechad enough of the mill only falls by itself. That's something says the pasuk, but not for shaman share it falls in. But if others, like in this case the ox, causes to fall in the pit, but the balabar, the owner the pit totally exempt. This is what the gemara is saying. Ha amri that kileka lishtalumim mi bal habar, when you cannot collect from the owner of the pit, le mishtam mi bal asher, you don't collect from the owner of the ox. I've got this really, even though he holds haikul ezeg avir haikul. Even though that each one's doing the whole damage, and the pshita therefore, then that's obvious. And therefore, that's the most question. Like a mashal and Rababa, what was Rababa coming to teach us? Because there, that your example was not because of that the balabar didn't do the hezek. Each one does the whole hezek. It's just that he didn't do any hezek at all. Mitem they can say Minole. So then, where did the Gemara know this? Do they come Rabban say Bala Shor Chayiv? How do they know that when it says the owner of the Shor is Chayiv, Lav Haim L'Chayiv Akol? Then doesn't mean all of it. Hashem says, but you can say if the Yav Apalgi Rabban Reb Nosim Rabban Mitashlumi Hashor, if they would be disagreeing regarding how much to the owner of the arts have to pay, Havelu L'Chash they should have explained. When Lei Pirush, for the fact they didn't specify anything regarding it, Shemam and obviously Moedim Reb Nosim they agreed Reb Nosim regarding this. But moreover, the means the Mechayv Rabban Akol Lebal Hashor that if they did hold that the owner of the shor is high for everything. The words of Reb Nosson should have been that you don't pay Ella Mechza. They didn't say Ella because they're not disagreeing with the Chacham. The Chacham also holds it's only half. My ox and your pit, I found it. And therefore, you're high. Now, but I've got a bird coming out, specifically regarding pit, the research that the Mishami have to pay. I've got the Cholachad Bechad, Kulazika of it, even though each one does the whole damage. You could differentiate between an ox and the pit for this reason itself. Obviously, not every time that you have two doing together do you say it's a svara, like we're saying in our sugi regarding a murim and the bus, which you don't have that svara. It's only a din yuch that the Gemara is saying you would have by bar. The svara as the din maschat tesis. Now, so it says to me, however, given the other time, the turoi bebir ashkachase, since they knew that this concept of so says Taisis really much of Mizver Nami, then they could have also held the Chochad Bechad. You actually could say the Pagad is a government. You actually could say that actually, not that each one does the whole damage. Once you know the story, you could say the Maskana that actually each one doing only half the damage, can name it probably like the Gemara says it with the Imperk Apara. Shema Farash Bez Hashem says Taisis there, in the Maskal Oilam, I'm going to explain this concept.